Child was born of a racially mixed black and white marriage with one black grandparent and one black great-grandparent with especially light-colored skin. What would we probably call him?
Well, how do you pronounce it? I don't know how to pronounce it now.
I don't either. I'm not familiar with
that. I know.
All right, what would you call, what would a slave have called a man that he worked for?
Boss.
Well, more, he would be
master.
White people who aren't well off haven't had a chance at education, they're like, especially those that are good for nothing, too lazy to work, etc. Does it make any difference if they're town or country people? What do they sometimes call?
Poor white trash.
All right. What do Negroes call them?
What do Negroes call them?
Mm-hmm.
I do not know. What do they call them?
They call them poor whites, too. Somebody who lives out in the country doesn't know anything about town ways and is suspicious. And is conspicuous when he gets to town. Of himself, he might say, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old what?
Country hick.
All right.
Hillbilly.
How would town people refer to him, do you think?
Perhaps as a hillbilly.
And children might say, look at that old...
But you know, I tell you, it's real fascinating and interesting how the philosophies have changed. They think of people out in the country. There's not many of them farming. You think of people on farms, you hold them high in your opinion.
Oh, I know it.
And I think it's going to become more and more that way.
I think so, too. We hardly have what we call country hicks today.
Mm-mm.
Because everybody goes to school and is educated. I think that's on its way out. If it's not quite midnight, somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
Almost.
You slip and catch yourself. You say, this is a dangerous place. I blank fell.
I almost fell.
If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you.
In a few minutes.
You know you're on the right road but aren't sure of the distance. You might ask somebody, how
far is it ahead to so-and-so?
All right. If you are pointing out something nearby, you say,
there it is. It's up. That way.
Well, if you and I were out somewhere looking at some dresses and you saw a cute dress somewhere, you might say, now look
at this.
Or now look here.
Look here.
If you want to know how many times you say, how blank do you go to town?
How many times do you go
to town? Or if I wanted to say, do you and Roy go to the movies very
often?
You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy, you say. If you're not going to, you say. With a friend, he says he's not going to vote for that guy, and you'll say.
I agree with you. I am not going to vote for him either.
Or you might say, neither am I. All right. What is the part above your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired? Go to the barber and have him cut your what?
Hair.
If you have a shaving wig, so you're probably growing a...
mustache.
No, on your chin.
A beard.
Where did the old time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Over his ear.
You know which one? What if he were left-handed?